Spotlight, Amber Gari by Desiree Nikfarajam. I always thought that if I set goals for myself and made plans for my future, then I would be happy. More importantly, I would be successful. I would graduate from high school, earn a respectful undergrad, study law, get married, and be happy. Now that we're living through a pandemic, it seems like all the plans and goals I set for myself have either been stalled or completely disappeared, never to be seen again. In some ways, I'm grateful because it has made me realize that the plans I laid out for myself are no longer what I want. In my interview with Amber Gari, I realized just how important it is to live life freely and to do what it is that we love. Raised in West London in a Punjabi household, education was very important in Amber's family. They explained how they had been bred to be academic. But after graduating from Courtauld Institute with an art history BA, Amber realized that there was more that they wanted to do. For a while, they considered becoming a writer, but realized that makeup was a much more therapeutic outlet. Using their hands and being creative came naturally to Amber. Still, they never thought of makeup artistry as a career choice. I think it's not something I really thought of as a real option for me because I was doing so well in school, they said. I didn't really think about the fact that it was going to make me happy not to be so focused on using writing and stuff like that in the future. Amber was planning on getting married and putting their career on the side. However, after deciding not to get married, Amber realized that they no longer wanted to live the life everyone had envisioned for them. Go to college, get married, etc. After realizing they didn't want a career in art history, they decided to pursue makeup artistry seriously. So Amber went to get their qualifications and certificate to officially begin their business and have been working as a makeup artist and consultant since 2014. Amber also spoke of the consistent racism they experienced in their academic career. They said, "My degree was amazing, but I dealt with a lot of racism throughout academia, and I really didn't feel like I fit. I really didn't want to live in a universe where I felt like I was never comfortable or respected. So, working in an environment where they could express and be themselves, as well as uplift others to do the same, was important." Amber added that growing up, they never felt comfortable assigning a gender to themselves, and how makeup has been the best outlet for them creatively, since it allows them to represent themselves however they want. Amber said that their agender identity, in ways, enhanced their passion for and creative expression through makeup. They said, "I think it's made me a better makeup artist because I'm more flexible in terms of how other people describe how they want to look or feel." I asked Amber what their advice would be for anyone who is struggling with their gender identity, to which they responded, "Just take your time, you know. You don't have to choose a label. You don't have to announce anything. Just really get to know yourself." For Amber, interacting with different people and experiences that they never thought they would relate to is where they found the most comfort and freedom. They added, "Until you see what you can be, all these different parts that you could pursue, you're just going to feel trapped." As for inspirations, Amber said that they were always fascinated by the imagery on television, in movies, and in magazines like Vogue. Having a BA in art history has also improved Amber's appreciation for colors, shapes, and textures that they have incorporated into their work. In terms of artists, I'm inspired by every makeup artist. Pat McGrath was a big inspiration. I stayed up all night, waited to go meet her when she did an event in London a few years ago, Amber added. I later asked Amber if they had any tips or suggestions for people who are looking to pursue makeup artistry. "For anyone who wants to be a makeup artist, I just think they need to not be very focused on things like Instagram and getting the products that are trendy and stuff like that. It's actually a huge distraction from your development as an artist. Keep practicing, keep making mistakes, just try and stay focused because it's really hard in the age of social media to stay focused on what matters to you." Listening to Amber speak was so inspiring. In some ways, the pandemic has helped me realize that I need to stop focusing so much on the future and just be present in the now. It's also made me realize that I have been planning for a future that doesn't really reflect my passions anymore. I've been so worried about the approval of others that I haven't really been building my future, but rather cornering myself into one. Amber has made me realize the importance of passion, and that is something that I will be channeling more energy into going forward with my studies and career. Like many of us, Amber and their business have been impacted by this pandemic. Umber has been doing virtual consultations and one-on-one sessions. However, it's been a challenge, especially since makeup is a very hands-on job. It's much harder to teach techniques through a computer, but Umber is dedicated to their work. If you are interested in reaching out to Umber for a tutorial or consultation, they would be more than happy to help.